From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, a story that is hitting home in firehouses across the country. Two firefighters died in the line of duty yesterday, battling a 9-alarm fire that was made worse by extremely high winds in Boston.
But first, today Ukraine's acting prime minister, Arseniy Yatsenyuk, warned that his country is on the brink of bankruptcy. The International Monetary Fund is stepping in to help with a pledge of $18 billion in loans. But there's a new concern. With Russia in control of Crimea, CNN reports that U.S. officials believe new intelligence shows it's more likely than ever that Russian troops will also move into eastern Ukraine. Irina Tarnyuk of the BBC's Ukrainian service joins us from London. Irina, start with that CNN report. It cites new intelligence. What are you hearing?
Well, it's the American intelligence that the report is citing, and it caused a lot of unease in Ukraine because, if anything, it shows that Putin's attempts to destabilize Ukraine, to shake the boat, as it were, of Ukraine's nearly bankrupt economy, aren't over. That he, having land grabbed in Crimea, he might be amassing force to go into eastern Ukraine to create the land bridge between Russia and Crimea, which is a peninsula attached to Ukrainian territory. And incidentally, Robin, this was the original reason why Ukraine got Crimea. Geographically, this is a peninsula attached to Ukrainian territory. It hasn't got a land corridor connecting it to Russia.
And we remind people to further complete this image in our heads, even though we pretty much have one after weeks of Ukraine in the news. But Kiev is somewhat in the middle of the country, but closer to the western part, which is closer to Europe. The eastern part of Ukraine, as you said, bridges into Russia, and Crimea hangs as a peninsula down at the bottom. You mentioned the economy. Ukraine is going to get loans, but the country was a financial mess before this. Corruption was one of the triggers of the uprising. The acting prime minister also today called for steps to get the country back on track financially. What is he calling for?
Well, what the Ukrainian revolution, so-called Euromaidan, was all about, it's about the changing, the total relaunch of Ukraine's political system, getting the country rid of corruption, of a non-transparent judiciary, of favoritism, nepotism, cronyism, and oligarchic crony capitalism, that it has nothing to do with market economy. So that was what revolution was about, changing the rules of the game, the how state operates, to stop replacing one corrupt lot of politicians with another similarly corrupt lot of politicians. And IMF will not risk those billions of loans in a country that is far from stable. Already yesterday, Ukraine's government announced that utility prices, gas prices for the population, which have been politicized and subsidized for a long time in order to keep the electorate happy and voting for Yanukovych and the lot, that those prices, as of 1st of April, will go up by 50%. This was one of the IMF demands.
Well, how are people going to respond to this? Because, as you said, in order to get rid of corruption, some of that corruption was artificially lower prices on things. They're going to have to be raised. Taxes are going to have to be raised. How are people going to react to this?
You nailed it, Robin, because no politician wants to do something that is not likely to be popular amongst his electorate. Yatsenyuk did say that when he was appointed prime minister, that this is going to be the government of kamikaze. Suiciders, he said.
Kamikaze, yeah.
Because he knew that this is the government who would have to carry out those unpopular yet so necessary and painful reform, austerity measures, stop subsidizing utility prices. Yes, it's going to be painful, but as Yulia Tymoshenko said, independence is something that you've got to be prepared to bear the pain for.
You mentioned Yulia Tymoshenko. She is known here in the U.S. as the woman with the braid, who was...
wasn't wearing the braid today,
right.
Robin.
Well, she was prime minister, was then ousted and jailed by the recently ousted Yanukovych, and she has announced that she's going to run for office again, but she is also polarizing.
She's an extremely divisive person. Polarizing doesn't do it justice, Robin, because she's been in Ukrainian politics almost 20 years. And she's been in power. She was the prime minister. She was the deputy prime minister responsible for energy. She has been in jail. Now she says that she is going to run for the presidency and that she is the only person that will be unifying Ukraine, uniting Ukraine. Well, that remains to be seen. I'm sure that today's announcement probably was disliked by two other serious contenders, Vitaly Klitschko, the boxer, and Petro Poroshenko, the so-called chocolate king. Petro Poroshenko is at the moment the most popular out of the potential presidential contenders. Klitschko is lagging behind. But Tymoshenko has the charisma and the guts to outdo them all. She was there on stage during Orange Revolution. She can out-talk the best of them. She is the puncher when it comes to debating. And she's told them, stop wasting money on political advertising, on advertising campaign. If you have extra money, why don't you buy some armored personnel carriers for our Ministry of Defense? Let's debate.
Irena Taranyuk of the BBC's Ukrainian service in London. Irena, thank you so much.
A pleasure, Robin.